Sign that koala. Hare Krishna. You have to, oh yes. Babuji, maybe microphone? Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihaji. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi. Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Jaji. Yamuna Tiravana Jaji. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama. Paramahamsa Parabraja Kacharya Ashtata Satasi Simat Istimayangire Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridastaku Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the Yasamati Varis. All glories to the Yasamati Varis. All glories to the Yasamati Varis. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Chiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Haribo, so it is Bhagavatam time. We will have the, please someone help me, it's the fourth canto, which chapter please? Second chapter, verse 34, yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tepi Vishvashrija Satram Sahasra Parivatsaran Samviraya Maheshvasa Yatreja Harishabho Harihi Tepi Vishvashrija Satram Sahasra Parivatsaran Sangvidaya Maheshvasa Yatreja Rishabho Hari Tepi Vishvashrija Shatram Sahasra Parivatsaran Sangvidaya Maheshvasa Yatreja Rishabho Hari. Yes, someone else, please.
Tepi Vishvashrija Satram.
Tepi Vishvashrija Satram.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Krishna. A little entangled here. Matajis, please. Yes. Those api even Vishvasrijaha progenitors of the universal population. Satram the sacrifice. Sahasra 1,000. Parivatsaran. Years. Samvidaya. Performing. Maheshvasa. Ovidura. Yatra. In which. Ijaha. To be worshipped. Rishabaha. The presiding deity of all the demigods. Harihi. Hari. Translation. The sage Maitreya continued, O Vidura, all the progenitors of the universal population thus executed a sacrifice for thousands of years. For sacrifice is the best way to worship the Supreme Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Purport. It is clearly stated here that the stalwart personalities who generate the entire population of the world are interested in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead by offering sacrifices. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram yajna tapasam. One may engage in performing sacrifices. No, is it so good if the sun is there? The sun in the winter is very much desired. Yes, all. Yes. There's some sound. Is there someone playing a tape recorder in the gift shop? Are they translating? At this moment, the sound becomes very pleasing because everyone likes to be translated. I'm joking. Let's focus. Bodhisattva, the Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram yajna tapasam. One may engage in performing sacrifices and severe austerities for perfection, but they are all meant to satisfy the Supreme Lord. If such activities are performed for personal satisfaction, one is involved in parshanda or atheism. But when they are performed for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, one is following the Vedic principle. All the assembled sages performed sacrifices for 1,000 years.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Zadharine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Let us again read the Sanskrit and then the verse and then hear an emphasis in the verse which will be the main focus of this lecture.
Tepi Vishvasrija Shatrang Sahasra Parivatsarang Samvidaya Maheshvasaya Yatreja Rishabho Harihi.
The sage Maitreya continued, O Vidura, all the progenitors of the universal population thus executed a sacrifice for thousands of years. For sacrifice is the best way to worship the Supreme Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. My dear devotees, respected elders, and all the protectors of Vrindavan Dham, I feel unlimitedly honored and grateful to be able to address you, Mukunda Prabhuji. See some very dear devotees who please our hearts by their steadiness in their devotional service over so many years. Today, I would like to address you with what is known as the secret essence of spiritual advancement. It is this essence of practice with the Lord sent into this world as a means to obtain Him. And we will explore the subject a little bit. The subject is sacrifice. Here we hear of a sacrifice which was conducted by the progenitors of the this universe. That means those who fathered the population here, and they do this to please the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavatam, throughout this most sacred text, you always hear about sacrifice, which is done as a means to please the Lord, sometimes to obtain His personal darshan. For instance, at the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we stumble right into a sacrifice. The sages who have knowledge of past, present, and also future foresee dark times. They foresee the Kali Yuga, and in order to do something against the very bad influences of Kali on the mind and hearts of the future generations, they resort in utter surrender to a long sacrifice. They're prepared to do this for thousands of years. But as they are sitting in the sacrifice and really doing a full-blown sacrifice, it was not a half-hearted sacrifice, it was full sacrifice, they notice this will not work. Kali Yuga will take over. It is said that their faces became black from the smoke of the sacrifice, but their faces also became black from the disappointment. You know, when you're very disappointed, you become very black in your face, or at least dark-faced. Huh? So, at this moment, we hear that a solution is offered, and amazingly, the solution is the sacrifice of hearing about Krishna, the Sankirtan Yagya, hearing Krishna's glories, and when the saints receive Suta Goswami, who starts to preach to them, that you must, in this age of Kali, engage in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord, the sages says, yes, but how? And then Suta Goswami tells them the narration of the Bhagavatam, and their faces become bright. They become happy as they hear about Krishna. They feel how Krishna enters their very heart, heart deep, and fulfills them with the great qualities of Krishna, who Krishna always pulls our consciousness to him, to the Ananda Leela nature of himself. Huh? We become happy as we become, as we feel the presence of Krishna in our heart. But the point here is also sacrifice. Huh? It's a Sankirtan Yagya. My dear devotees, if you want to go forward in your life and make progress, you need a certain force, the force which takes you away from the old and brings you to the new. Just like a car needs the force of kinetic energy to move from point A to point B, you also need an energy which moves you from your present level of spiritual life to the next level. And this energy is sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for your spiritual life? This is a very important personal question which I would pose at the beginning of the lecture, so that you listen for hints what you could sacrifice in your life to go forward in your journey back home, back to Godhead. Yeah? It is very, very foolish to think that we can make any type of advancement from the old life to the new life without some energy, without sacrifice. If we keep on doing the old things, we will keep on living the old life. If we keep on thinking the old things, we will keep on being stuck in our old paradigmic prison. Now to live the new life and to think the new thoughts and energy is required. It's called sacrifice. Another word is tapa or penance. Let us go back to two types of the beginning of beginnings. To the universal beginning, and secondly, let us boldly go back to the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement. First, let us go to the beginnings of the universe. What do we find there? We find Lord Brahma, the creator, in confusion. He needs to create, he wants to create, but the Shakti is not there. The energy of knowledge, the Jnana Shakti and the Kriya Shakti, the energy of action is not there. So he's despondent. At this moment he hears a fateful word. It's from this word where the universe has started. Tapa, do penance. And he engages in a marathon of meditation, you could say, for thousands of years. And at the end, he is having the darshan of the Lord. And the Lord tells him, good Brahma, you did what you were instructed. Very good. You should know that it is by this energy, by this penance, or I will use the word sacrifice in this context also, whereby which you can create the universe. And then the Lord reveals to him a divine secret. He says, listen, penance is my heart. It's very dear to me. It's very near to me. It's very close to me. If a devotee does sacrifices for his advancement, this is very close to Krishna. You come very close to Krishna. Let us now go to another beginning, the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement. My dear devotees, that was sacrifice. Sacrifice by our exalted and beloved Srila Prabhupada. How he left Vrindavan, how he went on the steamship, how he got the heart attack. Once Prabhupada told his a Brijbasi friend of his, Bhagaji, what really happened when he got the heart attack. Listen to this. You will be crying tears of gratitude. Or at least become very awed. At that time, Prabhupada said, when there was the heart attack, he saw a vision where Krishna, with all his avatars, came with a second boat, the boat to take Prabhupada across samsara. So he came, Krishna, with all the avatars, Narsingha, Rama, all the avatars. And Krishna waved and said, come with me. It's time to go back. And Prabhupada said, no, not now. Abhine means not now. I learned this from Burijan Prabhu. I have not yet completed the mission of my spiritual master. And then Krishna said, okay, then do your nonsense. This is not that our movement is nonsense. It is the loving protest of the Lord who was not successful in convincing Prabhupada to go now, at that time. Okay. Then do what you have in your mind. So, then Prabhupada came to the West, and we know someone who had a heart attack, I hear it's like a stroke, that's very severe. Prabhupada nevertheless pushed on the movement. There was another heart attack to come. But he did this sacrifice in spreading the movement. Sacrifice, in other words, is also the power by which this movement came into the West. Sacrifice is the power of generation. And sacrifice is a power which is divine if you do it for the pleasure of the personality of Godhead. Because in sacrifice, you will notice that energy is coming, which is not coming from your body, not coming from your mind, and not coming from your words. sacrifice for the, done for the pleasure of the Lord attracts the Lord's mercy. Sacrifice done for other reasons attracts demonic forces. You know, great warriors. Napoleon. I don't know if you know Napoleon is an emperor who conquered major parts of Europe. In order to do this, he slept on the horseback. What a sacrifice. Musicians. Famous musicians. I'm sorry, I only know the Rolling Stones. What a sacrifice. They had no money. They had no food. The old days, they remember, they were throwing stones at the rats who lived in their quarters to chase them away from eating on their feet in the night, you know. But they were prepared to do the sacrifice so that they, so they became... nonsense. I'm saying also sacrifice done for material purposes produces energy to bring you forward in whatever your goal is. But we will not talk about such types of materialistic sacrifices, obviously. For spiritual life, sacrifice is very important. Please don't forget the beginning of the universe, so that there was sacrifice so that the universal creation could come forward. Don't forget the beginnings of the movement. There was this tremendous sacrifice by Srila Prabhupada. Please don't forget your own beginnings in spiritual life, where you sacrificed your life as a comfort-loving American or European or Japanese or wherever you come from, where you surrendered to the four rules and regulations, what is sacrifice, where you gave at the sacrificial fire your sacred vows, all sacrifice. If you want a comfort-loving life and at the same time make progress, you will be disappointed. You will be making progress only in a disappointed belly. You will become fat from all your disappointment. If you wish to make progress by staying in your comfort zone or by establishing a comfort zone, it just doesn't work. And that is why we sometimes, why we, this understanding, let me express it positively, needs to be there in a good-hearted devotee who is here for going back home, back to Godhead. This is very important. Ask yourself where you are now. Ask yourself where you would like to come to within the next time. Huh? And then think and discuss with your devotee friends. This is also a good question to ask our spiritual guides. Huh? What sacrifice is appropriate for me to move now forward from my present state? Some of you are sad because they have to live Vrindavan. You came to Vrindavan and you lived here a very wonderful life, a life which required some sacrifice. We have many devotees here who come from retreat, from the Govardhan retreat, and before that there was a Japa retreat, and we all remember there was a sacrifice which we had to do. We lived in rooms which were not luxurious, they were very rustic, we could say. It was cold and there was no heater. Whenever I tried to plug my heater in, all the fuses were blown in 2 seconds. Now an MVT building, I can have it the whole night. and we, on the 64 rounds day, some of us who are newcomers to 64 rounds, they had to sit there for 8 hours and so on. But all of those who did the sacrifice, how happy they were at the end of the retreats. Devotees cry with happiness. Strong Prabhupada disciples who know what is sacrifice, because they helped our exalted spiritual master to bring this movement. At the end of a retreat, cry like children and think, this is the secret I was missing. And Burijan Prabhu and myself, we are very grateful. We understand it has nothing to do with our humble efforts. It's because the devotees did their sacrifice for Krishna and the holy name. It's their personal offering which they did, which brings them to amazing, amazing levels of spiritual life in a relatively brief time. Sacrifice done for the pleasure of the Lord. Oh, very dear to the Lord. Very close to the heart of the Lord. Very, very good. Very good. There are many types of sacrifice. There's the sacrifice of money. There's the sacrifice of words. There's the sacrifice of the body, when you do physical activity for the pleasure of someone else. And there's the sacrifice of Atma, self. The sacrifice of Atma or self starts always with that, with the mind, huh? That you offer your thoughts. When I want to read to you a few quotations, because I will ask you something very difficult at the end of the lecture, something very challenging, and I need to now convince you. So we need to do some work so that you really do this. Yes. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna speaks about this subject by this verse, Ananyas chintayantumam yena mam upasate nityam tesham nityam viyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Ananyas, for those who, what is it? Huh? Yes, English? Those who worship me with exclusive devotion, I carry to them what they lack and maintain what they have. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Came in an hour of need. So Krishna takes care of those who offer themselves into the care of Him. Those who worship me with devotion. Here's a verse which Rupa Goswami quotes. It is spoken by Yamunacharya. Chimtam kuyang narakshaya vikritasya yata pasho. Pasho means animal. Tatapayam haro deham virametasya rakshanad means protection. Raksha. So, if you give your body, that is the lowest definition of self. Atma can mean the body. To Krishna, by serving Him, Krishna already protects you. As one is indifferent to the upkeep of a sold animal, there will similarly be no cause to be concerned for the upkeep of one's body when it has been offered unto the lotus feet of Sri Hari. What this means is, when an animal is sold, let us say a farmer sells a cow to another farmer, then the old possessor has to have no worries for the upkeep of the cow. The new farmer who has bought the cow for milking purposes will naturally take care of the purchased cow. It's not the business of the old farmer to go every day and think of how does my cow, which I once possessed, fare. It will be taken care. It's in the interest of the new owner that he gives grass and care to the cow. I'm speaking obviously of ideal circumstances. So in the same way, when you who thought you were the old owner of your body and your mind and your life, give it to Krishna. Don't worry. Now it's Krishna's duty, or Krishna's concern, I should say, to take care of this. And Krishna has always proven himself to stand up to his word, that when someone surrenders to me, I take care of him. You know, once Lord Chaitanya asked Srivast Thakur, you are always reading the Bhagavad Gita and chanting. Do you never go to work? How will your maintenance go on? This Srivast Thakur clapped 3 times in the hands. Please let us do this. Do you know what this means? I've just tricked you into something. Was not meant to entertain you or to give you some acupressure in your nadis. What this means, that Lord Chaitanya asked, what does this mean? I asked you a question, what is with your maintenance? And you go, Srivas answered, this means, the first clap means, if you don't give us, maintain us for one day who have surrendered our lives to you, we will fast. If you don't send us maintenance after the second day, we will fast. If you don't keep your promise to maintain your devotees after the third day, we will fast. But then, if you don't keep your promise, we will all march to the Ganga and drown ourselves. And then, this is implied, this looks bad for you, that your devotees had to drown themselves because you couldn't keep your promise. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was surprised. Wow, Srivas, wow. Even if the day should come where Lakshmi has to go with a begging bowl to beg for her maintenance, I will always maintain you. Oh yes, Hari Bol, this was very... This is the concern of the Lord. He is Bhakta Vatsalya. Vatsa means calf, and a calf is naturally protected. The Krishna is Bhakta Vatsalya, the protector of his devotees. He thinks they are my little calves, my little dependents. If they surrender body, Hare Krishna, yes, body, then comes the words, first comes actions, words, and then the most difficult, the mind. You surrender, yes, yes. Now the amazing thing which I found in the Shastras after reading for many years is that this surrender starts, or this promise Krishna takes care to those who are surrendered is starting for those who surrender once. In the Nishinga Purana it says, Tvam prapanosmi sharanam deva devam janadanam. We have one janadana here in our temple community. Huh? I deliver from all suffering one who accepts my shelter, saying, O God of gods, O supreme refuge, shelter, I am surrendered unto you. And the famous, famous, famous shloka, which many of you know, who give lectures, is Sakrit eva prapanoyas tavasmiti yachayachate abayam savada tasmai dadam yetat vratam mama. Here Lord Rama speaks of a vrata, means a vow. My vow is that if anyone just once sincerely begs me for shelter, saying, I am yours, then I grant him courage for all time to come. In other words, if you once in your life just come to this point where you totally are ready to surrender, Krishna takes your case and he writes you on his list, that this person once surrendered. I must take him. This is how our Lord is. I think the Lord understands us conditioned souls who have this body and this mind. And yes, we want to surrender, but then there is pizza. And our body is just craving for pizza after 2 weeks of retreats, only kitchery and burnt rotis. It's not so bad. We have everything is there, even sweets. But I'm just bringing a point, huh? Our body wants this so much, and we are not really surrendered souls. We eat too much, and we don't come to the our seva, because we have 10 pizzas to conquer in one sitting, you know, so I'm not really surrendered at that moment. The Lord will not take your name away from his list if you surrendered. He's like this, Bhakta Vatsala, the protector of his devotees. He is like this. So, having gone so far, we will now bring our little efforts to convince you to make a personal sacrifice, first a sankalpa, before you leave Vrindavan and take that to the West. I will now talk a little bit about advanced subject matters, because we have all devotees in our group who think very deeply about these points. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a manual called Bhajan Rahasya, The Secrets of Personal Worship. And in this manual, he wrote something very revealing and something very important for devotees who wish to go forward. I mean, many, many things, secrets. He wrote his personal secrets. There is one shloka which we all know. It's a shloka which has a lot to do with surrender and praying to the Lord. It's the fifth shloka of the Shikshastakam. Those of you who are familiar with it, kindly chant it along. Ayinanda tanuya kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tavapada pankaya stitam dulisadrisham vichintaya. O Lord, I've fallen into the ocean of material, of birth and death. I'm suffering. Please take me to you and consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. I want a very low position. Now the Sanskrit for this is Kinkaram. Kinkaram means servant. And servant, this is very nicely expressed, is Kinkara. What is to do? What do we do now? You know, surrendered service. Kinkara. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Bhajan Rahasya, explains that this Kinkara, or this servitude, means Radha Dasya, or servitude to Radharani. You want to become a servant of Radharani. If you study our philosophy with an inquisitive mind who wants to understand the essence of what is this, what we are doing, you will arrive at the door of Srimati Radharani, and there your research work will end. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this. Radharani comes first. She immediately recommends, no, anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, she becomes so pleased. Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. She immediately recommends that person. She says, Krishna, here is a devotee. He's better than me. This is Radharani. I may not be a devotee. I may be a most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Full success. We should therefore worship Radharani first. Instead of directly offering a flower to Krishna, put it in the hands of Radharani. My mother Radharani, Jagan Mata, please kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Yes. We should offer Pushpanjali, means flower offering. And Pushpanjali means also we should offer ourselves. When you do Pushpanjali, you bring your flowers and offer them, and you say, Esha Pushpanjali, and you then throw your flowers, Esha Pushpanjali. Then you also, with offering the flowers, you offer yourself. Very important. Not just the body. Mind has to be there. You have to be there in the sacrifice. Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, if one offers me with devotional leaf a flower, fruit or water, I will accept. Don't try to offer to Krishna directly. Offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by her. Let's understand the philosophy behind this. The impetus to serve Krishna, the strength to serve Krishna, comes from his Swarup Shakti. And the essence of his Swarup Shakti is the Mahabhava, means great love, Swarup Pini Radharani. If you want to approach Krishna, approach Krishna under the shelter of divine energy which moves you forward. And that energy is Radha. Under her shelter, it is possible to come to connection. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes this shloka of Raghunath Das Goswami. If you want to enter, Hare Krishna, if you want to enter the ocean of divine mellows, the Syam Rasa, no? Walk on the paths through which Radharani has walked. If you want to enter that ocean of nectar, take the dust which comes, take the dust which comes from the feet of Radharani. If you want to enter that ocean of nectar of Krishna consciousness, speak with those devotees who are grave, that means deep, in their devotion to Radharani. This is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Now to take shelter at Radharani's lotus feet to get some shakti for your sacrifice in devotional service. Let us move to the dear servant of Radharani. It is said the spiritual master is a representative either of Nityananda or of Radharani. Because by his blessings, we will be empowered to do the sacrifice. Please listen to this example from the Bhagavatam. Devahuti, who came from a princely family, married the yogi Kadama Muni, and she had to do sacrifices. She was a princess. The sun had never touched her form. Now, she was living in the forest, only with sun and no sun cream, no sun umbrella. No, she was serving her husband so well that she became emaciated. She was a beautiful princess before. Now she was like this, very emaciated. When Kadama Muni saw that his wife had sacrificed in his service, he said something which is very important for all those who want to be proper disciples. He said, in the role of a guru, I have achieved the blessings of the Lord in discharging my own life of austerity, meditation and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not yet experienced all these things, which are free from fear and limitation, I shall offer them all to you because you are engaged in my service. Now, here, look at them. I'm giving you the transcendent vision to see how nice they are. And Prabhupada, he says, that is the secret of success. As stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, please sing, Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, Yasya prasada nagati gotopi, Tayamstu amstasya yasyasti sanjam, Panne guroshi charanaravinam. By serving or receiving the grace of the spiritual master, one receives the grace of the Supreme Lord. By serving her devotee husband, Kadama Muni, Devahuti shared in his achievements. Similarly, same case now for all of you. Similarly, a sincere disciple, simply by serving a bona fide spiritual master, can achieve all the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously. My dear devotees, this is such a good text. Please read it in your private reading time. It's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 23, text 7. It tells you the secret of success. It's a secret, rahasya. Another bhajan rahasya. So, because now there are so many thoughts in our mind about the class, or we have fallen asleep by now because information overload. I would like to give you a summary so that it's easy to understand what was discussed this morning, and that it's possible to also apply it in one's life. The point which was illustrated by several examples is that by sacrifice in devotional service, we can move forward. We cannot move forward if we keep doing the same things and thinking the same things. If we keep on doing the same things and thinking the same things, we will be achieving the same results in our life. So each one of us has to now, if we want it all to progress, and I think there's still reason to march on. It's not that we can say, oh, hokya. Hokya means it's done. Everything is done. We should now think and we should pray to find out what is the sacrifice, the service, in service, very important. Not just, my sacrifice will be I will eat less. Maharaj said, those who are frustrated are fat, so I will eat less. No. This was not the essence of the lecture. It is sacrifice in devotional service. And that will move us forward. Because of the nature of devotional service, it's Kladini Shakti, or Bhakti Devi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. Let us take shelter there, here in service, and let us. This is very important. We want Bhakti, want to be empowered by Bhakti. Take shelter at Radharani's lotus feet, and in this devotional service which you direct through her servant. And to their servants, Srila Prabhupada, and their Prabhupada's representatives for you. This is very important, my dear devotees. Don't leave Vrindavan, and even don't stay in Vrindavan. Stay in Vrindavan, but please add to your life this thing of sacrifice. Ask yourself deeply, what is it? What I could sacrifice now for Radharani and for Krishna, for Guru and Krishna. Ask yourself this question. Not once, not twice. Ask it regularly. What is the next step? What do they want? What do they want? What they don't, what I still don't want to give. And be bold. Offer yourself and sacrifice. You won't lose. Your ownership will change. Now you're no longer under the control of your false ego. But the false ego can't maintain you very nice. You will be sold, you will be brought into Krishna's beautiful list. And he can supply. He is the Lord. He can supply. He can take care of you. And he will also attract you. My dear devotees, when we hear the sacrifice and surrender, we go, oh no, not so early in the morning before breakfast. I have heard this so many times, it gives me a stomach trouble, this word. Surrender, surrender, that's something for the new bhaktas. I'm old, elderly, and so on. No, it's the same. These Maharajas are useless. Unwanted people. No, unwanted information. My dear devotees, it's the most wanted information. Because if you do a step in this direction, Krishna will personally empower you. That's his nature. He's Bhakta Vatsala. That's what he wants. That's his interest. And you will find all of a sudden blissful energy descending in your life. And you will do. But it has to be wisely monitored. Therefore, discuss, don't do premature surrender steps. You know, do what is now up, what is now before you. Don't try to jump over the ocean immediately. Do the first steps, the second step, the third step. And in this way, move on gradually. And really, it's a promise from the Lord that He will give you the courage and He will do this. I want to tell you a personal example. By my own nature, I know you don't believe it, but I'm a shy person. I was sometimes so shy in my life before joining Krishna consciousness, I would not go on the main street where the whole town was and where they would all see me and where I would have to greet so many people. I would go the other street where no one saw me, the lonely street, because I was shy. So once I found myself in Krishna consciousness before an ocean of people. We had these big preaching evenings with different preaching groups. One was the Nityananda Grupa. And I looked out from the curtain and they met, the number was 10,000 people, restless Serbians. And all of a sudden it came, this conditioned nature. And I started to, I had to go out, start the program, give a lecture, sing, although I can't sing very well, dance, and do all these things. So it came. I became so nervous that I had to vomit. So I ran from the, I didn't vomit from at the people, I ran into the bathroom and spent, you know, and gave everything was inside of me to the law of gravitation. Then I came back and I was trembling and I said to the devotees, I can't do it. Find someone else. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And then somehow from deep inside I heard this little voice, just try, help will come. That's it. And I ran out and all of a sudden I remembered something in my early days. A picture came. I was going to the microphone, still shaky, and I had a picture in my mind. It was when I first joined. I come from a family background where we are not used to physical austerities, but we all had to take a cold shower in the early days, every morning a cold shower, and it was winter and we had no money to pay the heating system, and then we had to take a cold shower. Now I was a young devotee and I told the devotees, I'm sorry, I can't do it, my nerves are just too frittle, I will It did not work. And then the devotee said, do it for Prabhupada. You need to be clean to do service. Do it for Prabhupada. It's a sacrifice. We know you come from a different family. Only hot showers. I said, no, no, no hot shower. I was lying in the hot bathing tub. And now I have to take two extraordinary things. Cold and shower. Do it for Prabhupada. It's sacrifice. He sacrificed so much for us. So I remember doing it, and I could do it somehow. Cold shower. I told my mother, she wouldn't believe it. Yeah, I said, I'm doing it for Prabhupada. Devotional service, some Shakti comes into me. So I remembered this. When you do something for someone else who is dear to Krishna, some Shakti to do the impossible will descend upon you. So I remembered that, and I went to the microphone. I whispered to myself, Jai Prabhupada, trying to do this for you. All of a sudden I was there and said, Dobro Doshli. You have to be very cool when you have 10,000 people. They shouldn't see that you are nervous and you are almost dying. You go like, Dobro Doshli. Why did you come here? What do you want? So bold. So bold. Then, of course, we changed it. Everyone laughed like you, and then we did our efforts to preach to them. So, my dear devotees and my dear skeptics amongst you, think please about your sacrifice. There is something which Krishna wants from you, and you already know what it is, but you have covered this with layers of no, I'm not giving this to him. No. What does he want now? Go deep under the layers and you will find what it is that you should sacrifice. And you will see how your life in devotional service will move forward very quickly. You will be surprised. It will be very wonderful. Each one of you, please think about this. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I have reached my end, so now let us see. It's 9:25. It is a little late, isn't it, Janardana? A little late. Yeah. One question is there. Not your question. Yes, is there one question, but it has to be a good one. Very important. Is it? Have you thought about the question deeply? Good. Then you will get the microphone. Let us hear him very carefully and see if it's a good question.
Hi, Maharaj. Thank you for the class. I had this question since a long time. It's not just with the class. The question is, how's it related to sacrifice? When we try to sacrifice something for Krishna and for the spiritual master, unless it is coming wholly from the heart, unless it is totally spontaneous, if it is even a bit forced upon ourselves, if we force ourselves to do that without feeling spontaneously wanting to do it, will that not make the heart hard?
Have you understood his very wonderful question? Probably you said a good question. It has come from your heart. Have you understood, or would you like a repetition of it? Repetition? Unless our sacrifice comes from the heart, we just do it with the body, will it not harden our heart? Is the question. Yes and no. When you do sacrifice, even forced sacrifice, it can harden the heart if you do it in a non-devotional way, means not for Krishna, not dedicating it for Krishna. But if you do your sacrifice, even if it's at the beginning only external, with the body, but you say, I'm doing this for Krishna. Remember, it's with the body. It's not yet the highest degree of Atma Samarpanam. Atma can mean also the body. It can mean the mind. It can mean the soul. The highest degree of surrender obviously comes when you do it with the soul and with your whole heart and your feeling. But Atma Samarpanam, in its lowest level, for those who are not yet so advanced, Atma can mean the body for them, this is self. If you do that, you enter into something which is almost like, I don't know if we have in India, but in the West we have these automatic staircases. You step on it and it goes high. Do you know what is the good English word? The escalator. But isn't the escalator this? The lift? That's the elevator. Haha. Elevator means zip in the lift. That is available in India also. And escalators are just...
That's also available in big malls in India.
They're also available by now. Yes. The escalator, this is... You go on a moving staircase which moves up. A staircase to Vrindavan. So when you start on the lowest rung of the staircase, if you still decide, I'm doing this for you, Krishna, that's the only reason why I do this, you are entering the escalator and you will move up gradually. Mm-hmm. If you start somewhere else, maybe here's the beginning of the escalator, you start there with your words and there with your mind, goes a little faster. But even if you only surrender with the body, but you must at the beginning of your act say, I'm doing this for you, Krishna, and remain mindful. This is how my dear devotees Sridhar Swami and Jiva Goswami define devotional service. They say it's not that you do something mindless, and then at the end you offer it to Krishna. This is more karma. You do something which you like doing. No, devotional service, and then you go give some result. No, devotional service is you do it and you purposefully do, I'm doing this for Krishna. I'm now singing a kirtan. This kirtan is meant for Krishna. Oh, I'm now sweeping the temple. This is now meant for Krishna. And then sweep, 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 sweep. Okay. Done. The next thing. Doing this for Krishna. This is how you will go on the escalator of bhakti and move forward. Even if it's only the body. I want to thank you very, very much. Some devotees have asked me... We have been invited by Janardhan Prabhu, one of the jewels of Krishna Balaram Mandir, to give a class in the Bhagavad Gita class the day after tomorrow. What is today? Wednesday? Oh, it's tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Thursday. Thursday at 5:00. In the Bhagavad Gita quarter, in Prabhupada's quarter. And because I'm a young devotee, I need encouragement from you. Please all come. We will definitely fit you in somewhere. Good. Thank you very, very, very much. Here is some Mahaprasad from Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. It is meant all for me. No. It is meant for you. I'm sorry, I have this very strange sense of humor, I know. So, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Ah.